He's on his way to Scotland. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's where President Trump's going to visit golf courses there and talk trade with Britain's prime minister as negotiations continue with the European Union and a lot of countries, telling reporters the tariffs he's imposed on a lot of imports keep bringing in so much revenue, he's considering giving some to us Americans.
We have so much money coming in, we're thinking about a little rebate, but the big thing we want to do is pay down debt.
Now, the president also told reporters before leaving about the latest attempt that fizzled yesterday trying to get a ceasefire, halting Israel's war in Gaza. He blamed Hamas not wanting to release the last hostages.
Hamas didn't really want to make a deal. I think they want to die. And it's very, very bad.
Now, the president was also asked about the Jeffrey Epstein controversy amid a big push to know the clients in the sex trafficking scheme involving underage girls. Epstein committed suicide before trial.
You know, you should focus on Clinton. You should focus on the president of Harvard, the former president of Harvard. You should focus on some of the hedge fund guys. I'll give you a list. These guys lived with Jeffrey Epstein. I sure as hell didn't.
The president also said he's not thinking about whether to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell, an Epstein associate convicted in the trafficking case. For a second day, she's talking to Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche at the Florida prison where she's serving 20 years. Speaking of Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has gone to the immigration detention facility known as Alligator Alcatraz, which Democrats are trying to close, claiming it's an internment camp caging migrants here illegally and inhumanely. DeSantis denies that, adding it's playing an important role.
We've already had a number of flights in the last few days. We've had hundreds of illegals have been removed from here.
There's a search for a gunman in Albuquerque, where a University of New Mexico campus is on lockdown. Students sheltering in place after a shooting early this morning at a dorm complex left one person dead and another wounded. America's listening to Fox News.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with Zip.
Good morning from the News 11 Information Desk. I'm Scott Gross. A few rules are now being enforced at Yuma County transfer stations. Yuma County has implemented a formal set of rules. The ordinance bans things like hazardous waste, size restrictions on how much trash you can bring at once, large car parts, and more. It also limits drop-offs to one load per day. Yuma County says these guidelines are set in place to protect both staff and the public. And the Yuma Community Theater has put it on West Side Story at the Yuma Historic Theater. West Side Story is an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, originally produced on Broadway. The Yuma Community Theater Teen Program is presenting the stage show, which begins this evening and continues through Sunday afternoon. Doors will open 30 minutes before each show. Join us on the TV side for News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 for all of your local news, weather, and sports. I'm Scott Gross.
Weekend weather about what you would expect for the last weekend of July. We'll hit 106 today and tomorrow, 76 nighttime lows. Sunday, 108, 78 Sunday night.
Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis, senior wealth advisor. Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Derek Egberg, and we're in here together. I'm with Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management. Derek Egberg's with Mortgage First.
Mortgage One.
Mortgage One.
Close.
Kind of close.
Just call me first, but we're Mortgage One.
Mortgage One, okay. And he's the mortgage expert, and I'm on the financial investment advisory side. So, anyways, we don't really talk to each other before we come in here. We just kind of... You know, what do we want to talk about?
We call it the ham and egg show.
Which I kind of like, because then we don't have an agenda, right?
Right.
I mean, we're not sitting here trying to... I know you had some things about what's going on in the mortgage world and maybe the real estate world, and then I have some things coming up on the big, beautiful bill that was passed. I think a lot of Americans haven't fully grasped what's in there yet, so I got some pretty good bullet points that I think affects everybody, the poor, the wealthy, the kids, the... Nonprofit, so it should be a good listen.
All right. Well, here's my question for you both, and good morning, Russ Clark, color commentary over there. What is the number one interest rate tracking report that is out there? Any of you guys know who runs it?
No.
Okay.
No. I was thinking like something like the Fed fund rate or the LIBOR rate, but that's
not. So Freddie Mac, so you think Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you know, the two conventional lender aggregators, if you will. Freddie Mac puts out their PMMS study, their primary mortgage market study, and they track it weekly. And so if I said Freddie Mac's published every week, here's the interest rate that they're saying the average interest rate. Russ, what do you think it is? He's cheating. He's looking it up.
Like for the 30-year, you mean?
Yep, 30-year fixed. What do you think Freddie Mac is publishing the data right now?
7%.
Seven. Six.
6.74. Okay. Now, cool number.
Tom's closer.
You know, and I want to say it like this. Cool number, bro. But if I, as a lender, quoted a borrower a interest rate, do you know what else I'm obligated to disclose?
No.
Legally.
No.
If I'm disclosing an interest rate, I have to disclose the terms and the APR.
Oh,
and what is APR, gentlemen? It's a summary of the costs built in, what the interest rate would be if there were no costs.
The price you pay to get that interest
rate. So right on Freddie Mac's website, they're saying, here's the interest rate. And oh, by the way, we don't track points. And oh, by the way, that's only for 20% down with a 740 credit score or higher. So you have to have 20% down. You have to have a 740 or higher credit score. And they're actually not going to track the points, because then they even say they would have to publish the APR. So that's 6.74. doesn't tell you and I how many extra points you had to pay to get it. Interesting. So we're giving somebody a data point to go, oh my gosh, Tom just offered me an interest rate that's 7. I'm going to go find that 6.74. But you don't know that you had to put 20% down, and this person is only looking at a 5% down loan, and that's a 740 credit score. And unfortunately, Tom only has a 660 credit score. So that data point is a good barometer, but it's not the thermometer of what the market's doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but don't you think the typical person, like 99%, don't even know anything about that? Like,
but that's what every news organization...
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's
you're not
very
wrong.
Technical, but I'm thinking like when people buy houses and that, maybe you explain that in there a little bit?
I do, but here's the problem. What does every news organization do live on TV and on the radio?
Rates.
The interest rates today are from Freddie Mac. Here's the interest rate.
Oh.
And so now you have everybody who doesn't know what that means going, well, geez, they're getting 6.74. Why am I getting 8.5?
There's a lot of variables that aren't being disclosed. Do you think that hurts you more or helps you? Because it could help you sometime too, right? Or is it always lower than usual?
I don't look at it as help or hurt. I look at it as it's frustrating because you have to spend some of your time reteaching people what's really here.
So, but like, is Freddie ever coming higher and you're like, well, we're offering 6?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you guys are great.
Yeah.
So,
and that,
so
that does
goes...
happen. Well, here's the rate sheet from this morning. So if I said that number there, is that the rate of the day, Tom? 6.74. Is that the rate of the day?
I assume it changes throughout the day, or could, right? So maybe it's end of the day? I don't know.
And all of that's garbage. There is no rate of the day. There's a range of the day. So right here, Tom, if you got
good... Russ, you're not getting it right either.
Russ? Okay. If you got good eyes, what? Give me the high and the low on that.
What do you mean the high?
So the left-hand column, interest rates today go from what's the lowest rate on that sheet and what's the highest rate? Left-hand column.
On the very left?
Yeah.
The highest is 7.75, the lowest is 4.75.
Cool. So that's the range today. You could get 4.75 to 7.75. Now,
based on variables.
Well, hold on. This is base. So now let's say, oh my gosh, I really want that 4.75. Wait a minute. Right. Slide to the right. How many points do I have to pay to get that?
6.022. No, that's a pre.
Yeah,
APR.
That's a lot of points.
No, it's more. It's 10.
The discount rebate 10%.
So if somebody wanted 4.75 today on that Freddie Mac loan, they could pay 10 points.
Now, how much would that be like on $100,000?
Well, that's 10 grand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you said it off air. The average sales price right now is about 325. 10 points on 325 is $32,500 to get that ridiculously low rate. That's
10 grand. Yeah, it's 30 grand.
But now go back to...
Let me tell you this, though. If you had the money and you knew you were going to stay in that house forever...
Maybe.
It might make sense.
Maybe. Unless you think rates could come down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But go back to the study that I just said. If Freddie Mac's study doesn't include points and you and I put 1,004.75 rates out there, would that artificially bring the Freddie Mac study down?
If you put out...
1,000 loans. Possibly. I mean, let's pretend every loan in the country had 4 discount points.
Right.
And the rate was artificially published. They don't publish the points that go along with it. That's what I'm saying is you can get a 4.75 rate today, but I think that would be the stupidest thing ever to pay 10 points to get it.
But do you think rates will ever go back down to that level?
Yeah, maybe. Not.
But maybe with the velocity of money and like the crypto and there's other ways to move money, right? Besides traditional banks, maybe that would cause rates to go down
over
time.
If you said you were waiting for a 3, that's another pandemic. That's a global problem. We never really got into the 4s. I mean, a couple times in my career, we've dipped to the very high 4 when the stock market was crashing and having huge issues. So unfortunately, Tom, the more you guys do well in the economy, on the economic side, we do worse on the mortgage side. So when you guys are celebrating all-time highs, sorry, rates aren't coming down. Now, if you saw, you know, Tom jumping out of a 2-story building window because the market's crashing, now you'd see interest rates come down.
A turmoil. Like,
yeah. But I don't see that anytime soon. But now he just flip over the chart.
Oh, backside.
You said there's all the other add-ons. Notice that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae charge different points per every 20 points of your credit score.
Wow.
What's the highest credit score on that top left?
780.
780 and above. And if I put 5% down, they're going to charge me an extra quarter, correct?
And the more you put down, then they...
See that on the right hand, under the 90.01 to the 95%?
Oh, yeah, quarter percent.
Even if I had a 780 credit score, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going to charge me an extra quarter discount point because they say I'm risky. Now, let's pretend I had a 620 credit score in that same column. How many points?
2.25.
Cool. So I pay 2.25 discount points for the same rate, and guess what Freddie Mac doesn't publish in that study? That I had to pay those extra discount points because I had a poopier credit score. They just put the rate. That's why I say the rates are good from a barometer perspective, kind of which way the trade wind's blowing, but boy, it does not take into account.
Those are huge differences.
Yeah.
Credit score, I mean, you always know
every
it's important.
Every 20 points.
Wow.
So
the bottom line is, sounds to me like you really need to sit down when people come in for mortgage and figure out what they're trying to do, ask a lot of questions, find out their resources or financials, and figure out, is it worth putting 10% down or is it worth, you know what I mean? More than just stamp it and say, hey, 5% down traditional 30-year mortgage. Does that seem the case?
Most of the time people come in with preconceived notions of what they really want to do. Like there's a lot of people that say, hey, I want to put 20% down, but your car payment is $1,000 a month and it's at 9% interest. Why would you want to leave your car there
yeah.
and put the money down on the house. So it's a conversation, and it's really looking at a global budgeting perspective. I want to look at all income.
But it
and
is
all debt.
Connecting the dots, is yeah. what I say, which is important. And like most, not most professions, but I'm sure the CPAs in our business, like the more you can connect dots, you can help people.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do that is really by better understanding, which is more questions. And because you can have a 5-minute conversation, or you can have a 20-minute conversation, and then having the 20-minute conversation, there's a couple of things that they can, you know, benefit them, but you would have never done yeah. that in a 5-minute conversation, right?
And our industry is becoming more and more aggressive salespeople online. Like, have you ever had a trigger lead? You ran your credit for something, and then your phone blew up, and you had 200 phone calls.
I don't think so.
Happens. That's literally, and hopefully they get this bill passed through Congress that would actually stop the credit bureaus from selling your trigger lead information. But had a customer of mine that we're doing a refinance, and he called me up and said, you know, I just had this other lender call me. I don't know how they got my name and number, but they're offering me this rate. I'm like, cool. What's the cost of it? He goes, no, they just said this is the rate. I said, no. Tell me the costs and show me the loan estimate that they legally would have to provide you to quote a rate. He goes, well, they didn't tell me there's any cost. I said, cool. Call them back. Just get the costs and then call me back. And he called me back, goes, those guys want to charge me 3.5 points. What's a point? I'm like, well, that's 1% of your loan amount. He goes, oh my gosh, that's like $14,000. Great. Hmm. You want to spend $14,000 to get that artificially lower rate. That's that dirty salesmanship in this industry that frustrates me. And that's why I don't mind having the conversations, which is why let's talk about it on air. People have to see that, you know, everybody sells the same gasoline. When you drive down the road, if there's three gas stations on the corner, is everybody pretty much the same price?
I go Chevron.
Okay.
Tektron. I do.
No.
I'm sold on it. I don't know why. But
is there a cost of, let's pretend there's a Texaco and a Shell.
Yeah.
Is there really a price difference?
Not enough to get excited about.
That's the thing. The only thing these guys are playing with is how many discount points do you pay to artificially get a lower rate that most people don't understand that they're correlative.
I mean, for the longest time, AMP would have the cheapest gas, but then you couldn't pay with a credit card, which messes people up, right? Because you want quick
mm-hmm.
pay at the pump.
Because they don't want to spend the extra 3.5%.
Yeah, but that's why they have a little cheaper gas. So.
And then did your car knock after that? Russ loves it when people use bad gas because then the cars knock. And
there used to be an old gas station downtown called Stan's. Remember that?
I remember that.
And I remember people would use that, and then they're like, oh, my car is kind of sputtering, and I think you got cheaper gas. I knew Stan, actually. He was an old old Texan dude. He's an old dog. He's a pretty funny guy.
So that's kind of what I've got.
So how many of your deals get botched, meaning they don't go with you, because people don't understand this? And I mean, you can explain something one time, two times, five times, and you can still see it just glaze over people's heads. Is that a big deal in your industry? Like, do you think this is causing, you know, 5% of your potential closes to be not, because people just don't understand that, so the other guy out-talks them kind of thing?
There is a lot of out-talking, yes. I mean, I've seen military families who have 30-year fixed VA loans in a good spot get talked into doing a adjustable rate mortgage.
Yeah, yeah.
When
rates were, you know, 3%.
Yeah. I don't understand why you would want to take an adjustable rate when it's the lowest ever.
Yeah.
You take an adjustable when it's high and you assume they're coming down, not when it's low and you assume they're going up. But no, I've seen people get talked into things because they emotionally wanted to believe it was better, but they didn't look at the logic.
So all these people that locked into, you know, 2.5% to 4% will make great rental houses, right? Because basically you're not playing on an equal field. A new guy buys a rental house for 6.75% or whatever the rate is, and you're locked in at, you know, 3%. You have a better cash flow scenario.
Very much so.
So a lot of the times, instead of selling the house and upgrading to a bigger house, which, you know, I did my first house, I didn't even need to sell it. I just figured I'm not going to live there. I'm going to sell it. But hindsight, I should have kept it. But the point is, I think you have a lot more people with second homes because they don't want to give up that 3%. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah. And that's one of the things that's happening in the market is the supply side, there's still not enough low to middle price point homes. There's homes on the market, and you can find them, but the really good ones get bid up like crazy. But look at that person who says, yeah, I'm listening to Derek, I'm listening to Tom and Russ, and I'm going to keep this as a rental and I'm going to move up. That means you still don't have that first-time home buyer home coming back on the market. Now, if I said right now in Yuma County, you think the average sales price was what?
325.
I think 325 to 350 is a good number. How many homes do you see on the market that are 300?
Yeah, probably three to 400.
Very few. So an average is simply, let's take the low and the high and everything else in between and come up with what's the average. So you have $5 or $6 million homes that skew that average or make it look like I'm taking 10 $90,000 single wides and $1 million home, and now the average is $325,000, but you didn't see a lot of $325,000 homes sell. That statistic, again, is like, oh, well, that's affordable, but you're not seeing a ton of those homes out there. Yeah. New construction, they're coming online.
Because I mentioned this during break, but I was reading stuff, and they were saying that the housing inventory from a year ago is down 7.8%. Up 7.8, right?
It is up.
Yeah,
yes.
Up, sorry. So 7.8%. So that's supply. Mm-hmm. And then the demand, they were showing, I don't know if it was quarter to quarter or month to month, but it dropped a little bit, like a tenth or whatever. So supply and demand is getting back into more of a balanced way, don't you think?
It's closer. But again, now what you have is, everybody's heard, President Trump wants the Fed to drop the Fed funds rate by how much? What was the talking point?
Well, it was two.
They wanted him to drop it 3 points.
Yeah.
If the common person hears, we're going to drop rates 3%, what did they in their brain think?
Wait.
Mortgage rates are going to drop 3%, which is not what's going to happen. But so you had a whole bunch of people immediately go, whoa, I'm going to wait. I think interest rates are going to drop, which is not what's going to happen. Because if rates dropped that much, which they're not going to, but if they dropped, who benefits? You guys in the stock market or us in the bond market? If rates dropped, all of a sudden corporate America is making way more money because cost of debt is cheaper. That was President Trump's whole talking point. If the Fed dropped the rate 3%, the U.S. debt would be cheaper to sustain. Is that correct?
Yes.
So if the debt's cheaper, now all of a sudden corporate America makes more money. It's not going to help mortgage rates that way. That's not how they're priced.
So in the next 6 months, I know you don't got a crystal ball, but what would you say to do? At this point, it's not going to matter much if it drops a little or goes up a little.
Yeah, I don't.
So buy, if you're ready to buy, buy, right?
Is I don't your care. Consensus? Yeah, I don't care where interest rates are. If it's right for your budget and it's right for what your family needs, you need a roof over your head. If you bought a home 5 years ago, turn it into a rental and move into something else and use the cash flow off the rental to help make your payment. Great. You're still moving ahead under your circumstances. If interest rates drop to 3% and you're not financially healthy enough to buy a home, that's stupid to buy the home. If interest rates are where they are and you're financially healthy enough, do what you need to do, because I'm going to go back to Russ. When you were buying homes in the 80s, where were rates? Because you're old enough to remember that.
You get up to 14, 15% at times in the 70s, 80s. Yeah.
My first house was 7 7/8.
Does your daughter or Tom, will your kids go, geez, why didn't you guys buy more homes when interest rates were in the 14s or the 8s? Because they were so much cheaper back then. Why didn't you buy 10 homes when they were super cheap, Russ?
Because even if they were cheap, buying one home was out of reach.
So it doesn't matter. It's the rate and the price is all relative to people's incomes. Because what was your income back then?
Well, I was probably making $14,000, $15,000 a year, which made me make so much money that I didn't have to pay Social Security anymore towards the end of the year. Like in December or so, my Social Security dropped off because I'd already made my maximum donation to Social Security.
So again, it's,
now that maximum is like 600,000 or something.
Right. I would tell everybody.
It's crazy. It's like 189 or something, 190.
Yeah, something high.
Yeah.
Now, but you've got stuff that relates into that. So, let's talk about some of the big, beautiful bill stuff.
Why don't we take a little break here, since we can let the listeners have a break from us. Be right back. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
At Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, we understand that retirement is a journey. Our team is dedicated to helping you retire with confidence, providing personalized strategies tailored to your unique needs. Whether you're just starting to plan or nearing retirement, we're here to ensure your financial future is secure. Investment advisor services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is Derek Eggerberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace, offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626. This is Derek Eggerberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace, offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
At Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, we've been proudly serving the Yuma community since 2001. Your financial future deserves the personalized care and expertise that only a local, trusted advisor can provide. From retirement planning to wealth management, we're here to help you reach your goals with confidence. Investment advisor services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggerberg, Tom Rush, Russ Clark, all in studio. Good morning.
So he gets "I'm proud to be an American" on the intro, and I get Guns N' Roses.
Hey,
that's right.
What's wrong with that?
It all works.
Just pointing out, you know, I like it.
That's right.
Come on.
So anyways, the big, beautiful bill, like most bills, people that passed them probably didn't even know what was in it until they pass it. Now this stuff is slowly starting to seep out and trying to get an idea of what it can do. And I think this bill affects a lot of people, upper class, middle class, lower class, older, you know, senior citizens, younger kids. So I think it's a bill that doesn't, you know, it touches across a lot of different generations, which I kind of like about it. So you guys can ask me questions if you want. If I don't know if I know the answers, but the number one thing this did was it basically made taxes permanent, and the Bush tax or the Trump tax cuts. Yeah, the Trump tax cuts in 2017. Most tax cuts are sunset for 5 years, or usually 3 years, 8 years. Mm-hmm. So by making it permanent, that's a big deal, and they dropped the rates. The rates now are 10% to 37%. And even like at the highest was 39, so this guy's got a 2% haircut, and everyone got kind of a haircut. But the reason why it's good to have it permanent is because now the Congress has to get organized again if they want to increase taxes. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to do nowadays because they don't get too organized on that. So that's probably the biggest thing is every American now has lower taxes that they can rely on and not think they're going to go away once they sunset.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is they increase the standard deduction, which, you know, comes off of taxes. So, you know, married couples can do $31,500, head of households $22,600, and single files $15,750. So to me, that's another way to get your taxes down.
Yeah.
Now, senior citizens 65 and up can do additional $6,000 on their standard deduction, and that's a big deal. There's a little bit of a phase out on that. If you make more than $150,000, if you're you know, married, then you can't do the extra $6,000. But for a lot of senior citizens, you know, I don't know, you know, a lot don't make $150,000, so that's a big deal. Then the SALT program, they made the deductions. They were $10,000. So they called the state and local tax deduction, SALT. Now they increased that to $40,000. So that's a big jump, $10,000 to $40,000. Mm-hmm. What that means is if your state is taxing you so much money, you can take that what they charge you and deduct it off your taxes.
Yeah.
So the states that have higher taxes, New York, California, this is a really bigger deal for those people. States with lower taxes, not as much. Again, I don't know if that makes sense, because really what you're doing is you're causing states that want to be really tax prone to pass that on to the federal government.
That's exactly what they do. They don't worry about it. You're deducted from your federal tax.
Yeah.
Basically.
But it's not fair for the, I don't know, some of these state taxes are really low.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
a guy in Texas makes $100,000, pays a lot less or a lot more federal tax than a guy in California makes $100,000.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. Then the other thing they did is they expanded the child tax credit, which means if you have kids, went from $2,000 to $2,200. They're going to put an index on it, so it goes up every year, so they don't have to keep passing it. And if you make more than $200,000 being single or $400,000 joint, then that goes away.
Yeah, you so need to have more kids then, man.
But you guys heard the stat now. They need, 2.7 kids to make the economy work. Now they're down to 1.6, worst ever in the history of the United States on how many kids. The average household has 1.6 kids.
Mm-hmm. So, and if it takes two adults to have a kid, if the average household is 1.6, that means the population will start declining.
Yeah,
and that's, you're seeing almost every economy across the nation or across the globe talking about population.
Well, Japan had that
some
problem.
Are even
China
worse.
Had that problem.
South Korea is the worst.
Is it?
Yeah,
South Korea?
They don't get married. They don't have kids over there. Yeah, it's a big problem. I think one of the biggest for a country that's well established financially, they have the biggest problem. Hmm. Then they have permanent charitable giving incentives. Before you couldn't itemize things when you gave, so people didn't like that. And the nonprofits really didn't like it, and they saw a cut. I talked to some of the local people, and they. You know, people do give to itemize, come off their taxes.
Sure.
So basically, they have $1,000 for a single and then $2,000 for joint. So basically, you can go down and support the nonprofit and get that deduction, which I think is a big deal. And then they have the for tips. So if you make, you can deduct $25,000 in tips.
Wow.
And then beyond that, you're supposed to pay tax. But remember, they talked about eliminating the tip tax. Well, it's not eliminating, but $25,000 is a lot of money.
I can't imagine somebody making more than that a year, but I guess there are people.
Obviously, there are.
Yeah,
there
are. I mean,
that's just in tips.
I'm sure if you're a concierge or maybe you run cars at a nice hotel or
a great bartender
or other professions that are tip friendly. Russ knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, $25,000. Let's just round that to that's $2,000 a month. If you're working 20 days in a month, that's $100 a day. Yes, there's a lot of people who can make more than $100 a day in a tip.
Wow.
Even restaurants here. Russ, if you and Helen go out to eat, let's pretend you went out for a decent dinner. Helen, take Russ out to dinner. But if you guys went out to dinner, what would you spend?
She picks up the bill anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But what's the price point?
$7,500.
Okay, $7,500. How much do you tip?
Oh, probably 20-25%.
Cool. So that's $14 to $20.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that server only has to seat 5 to 7 tables, and they've made more than that?
Well, no, I want them just to pay attention to me. I don't care about the other tables.
I know.
Well, the funny thing about these tips, you know, is a lot of those tips are probably semi under the table anyways. I mean, to be realist, everybody claims their tips.
Why do you think now the IRS had access to your bank accounts? Remember how they had about 2 years ago this big push that a $500 deposit would trigger a report? Okay, why do you think that is? Because they're now going to track cash deposits.
Yeah.
And you know, those are taxable events.
Yeah.
So to get people to have more kids, they're doing the new, they call it the new accounts for kids or Trump accounts for kids. So they're going to deposit $1,000 into an account, the federal government. And when the kid turns 18, they get access to the money. And they say it's going to be indexed. So I assume maybe to the market. They didn't really explain how the index is going to be. But also, you can put money on into that account on top of it. The parents can, or grandparents.
Interest-free increase, I guess.
Interest-free increase, and then coming out interest-free.
Wow.
So, you know, that might add up enough to buy a house. I mean, if you're putting 5% down, and maybe, if, you know, so. But if nothing else, I think the kids get to realize, you know, if they get statements, I assume they're going to send out statements.
I can't wait for the psychological bills in 18 years. Mom and Dad just had me for the $1,000 tax credit.
Yeah, that's it.
But the quicker people can understand, you know, how money grows a little bit by looking at statements, I think it's a plus. It gets them on track quicker.
Einstein didn't understand it.
The eighth wonder.
All that,
So the dealerships must love this next one. They can deduct interest on cars up to $10,000 a year on interest. And this is going to go through 2028.
New cars only, not used, right?
It doesn't clarify.
It's new cars only, and I don't know that I've seen the data point, but it has to be a final assembly within the United States.
Oh, yeah, it's a U.S. car.
Yeah, so it's a U.S. car only, and it's new cars only. It's not used cars. So,
yeah. But that's never happened before. Nope. This is new precedent.
So think about what you just said. Let's pretend the married couple, you said the standard deduction is how much?
31,500.
Okay. So let's do a little math. You go buy a $500,000 home, and we said interest rates are approximately high sixes. So let's round it to seven just so the math is easy. Five times seven is 35. That's 35 grand in mortgage interest that year. And you go buy a new car, $50,000 car at a 10% interest rate. That's another five grand in interest. So now you've got $40,000 in interest plus your property taxes plus other things. Yeah, you could have a lot of people start itemizing versus just taking standard deductions this year. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'd be interesting because the biggest expense people have besides their house is probably their car, right? Do you see that? It's like the second biggest expense would be food and groceries and spending money.
I think it's living, it's food, it's utilities, it's shopping. But that's the hard one because you run your household different than I, and we run them both different than Russ, that some people go out to eat twice a day and other people don't.
Yeah, but generally the mortgage has been recognized as the biggest.
Oh, the mortgage is always the biggest, but it's
after that it could be any of the above.
But like, do you have a car payment, Russ? So there's some people that come in. I had a guy that I had to tell him sell his car. He literally had a $2,000 a month car payment.
Damn.
I mean,
what kind of car was it?
It was a really nice one.
Truck? Or,
no, it was one of those.
Nicer than mine?
A little bit. A lot faster. Probably safer at highway speeds.
Yeah, probably.
So they increased the estate tax exclusion up to $15 million per person, which if you're married, you can pass on $30 million, and there would be no estate tax.
Permanent?
Not permanent. That's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying we all have to die faster? So.
Anyone who dies under 30 million or 15 million if you're single probably don't have to worry about it, right?
Okay.
Which is, believe it or not, is 99% of people. Yeah. So key go ahead.
Well, you're talking taxes. Did you know that, like right now, let's pretend you wanted to add one of your children onto your home. Is there a mechanism where you can just add your child to the title of your house?
I know there's one, if we die, you can do a quick claim to someone else, right?
Well, now you might be talking about like a beneficiary's deed where you put them on.
But they're not on it legally, but until if you're gone.
They can't sell it.
Now, there's culturally here in the desert Southwest, there's a lot of people who put their kids on just in case something happens to you.
Wow.
And they literally do a warranty deed or a quick claim deed, which they shouldn't, but a warranty deed, and they put them on. The title companies now, according to FinCEN, have to report that Tom just put his kid on the house.
Gifted him a house? Wow.
Oh, you said the right word. So now there's going to be gift tax consequences because you literally just put your kid on a house. I don't know what the rest of that mechanism is, but when you talk to the title and escrow people, as of now, they're having to file reports when you put somebody on the title to your house. And you know the only reason is for tracking taxable events.
But you know what's a bigger problem with putting other people on your house besides yourself is I had a client who, a widowed lady, put her son on, and 50-50 on the house, right? Son got a divorce, and the ex got a quarter of the house. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
The house. And if you ever
legally, yeah.
And if the son ever got sued by whoever,
yeah. Or had a gambling
that,
problem,
that's an asset, you know. So that there's more to that than that. A trust and a will would probably be a better way to go.
That makes sense.
Agreed, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, don't do it.
So takeaways for businesses. This is your area, Russ. Small business.
I'm small.
So tax breaks for small businesses. 20% deduction on qualified business income is now permanent. More generous rules apply to calculate how income qualifies. So you got to tell your CPAs, use your calculator a little sharper, because I know there's different formulas on how small businesses pay tax.
Uh-huh.
That should be to the benefit of the business owner.
Yep.
Now, I didn't really know that. Did you?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I don't look at it that closely.
Yeah.
I just know I'm paying taxes.
Yeah. But it would be an interesting conversation to have with your CPA, like, hey, me being a small business owner, these changes in the formula, how's that, at least get them thinking about it.
Yeah.
Major savings on investments and equipment. So basically, a lot of equipment can get deducted a lot quicker, and you can, depreciate things a lot quicker. So basically, they want you to go out and buy equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go into the details.
Which is good. Some of it, like when I first bought it, anything over $6,000 had to be amortized, which is a pain in the butt for a small business. You like to just buy it and, put it into that year's budget and get rid of it. And I'm fortunate most everything I do is $6,000 or less, but occasionally it's something more, and I try to work it out some other way because I don't really want to stretch things out on an amortization schedule.
Now, this is going to affect a lot of people. The clean energy credits is what they call it. If you want to get a credit on an electric car, you got to buy it before September 30th of 25, which is 2 months from now, give or take.
That's because he's mad at Musk.
No, but I've had clients that say, well, my next car is going to be a Tesla. And they tell me this. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, if you're on the edge of getting an electric car, you're going to wait till do it now. Solar panels are going to basically, the deductions on a lot, or the credits on a lot of those will go away December 31st of 25. So again, if you're ever thinking about getting solar put somewhere, and the HV chargers are going to go away June of 30th of 26. So a lot of this energy tax credit thing is going to get eliminated, which means if it's on your back of your mind to do, and it's actually been on the back of my mind because on a building that we pay the bunch of tenants in there, but we pay the electric bill.
Mm-hmm.
And then no one cares, so they keep the door open and crank up the bill.
No,
so.
Really?
Sounds like a great idea.
So I'm trying to think, how do I cut that? I need solar maybe, but anyways. Medicaid cuts. Now, this is where people think, the poor people, but a lot of times what they're doing here is they're looking for Medicaid fraud.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And the amount of fraud in Medicaid, I guess, is huge, and it's a lot of it was spurred on by the don't ask, don't tell type mentality when you sign up. And they've been signing up people illegally. Like it was over 1 million, 2 million people in Minnesota that were not legal residents getting Medicaid that had no access normally, shouldn't have access.
Yep. And part of that, too, the Planned Parenthood's losing some funding on that, which I'm sure gets some people excited.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood's both sides, been right? a question for a long time.
Anyways, they call it SNAP, which is a food assistance, which you get –
Food stamps.
Food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now they're making you work a little bit for them.
Well, if it's able-bodied. If you're able-bodied, it's not like if you're in a wheelchair, well, you've got to work 40 doing bricklaying.
So parents with children over age 6 must work 20 hours a week. Adults age 55 to 64 must also work. They didn't say how much, but you got to work.
Mm-hmm.
Exemptions for veterans, foster youth, and others have been rolled back. So I don't know what the others are. But basically a little more work to get something free.
Able-bodied.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. You should work and have some assistance. They were supposed to be a safety net program, not a fund your lifestyle program.
Right.
And you see people in stores doing it, and you look at what they're buying, and it's soda and chips and,
Monster drinks and stuff.
I'd like to see some staples in there.
I'm just going to make an observation. It's interesting that, when we were all growing up, there was a stigma to it, and you bought, like you're talking about, staple food items, things that were
potatoes,
nutritionally
lettuce,
dense that would feed your family. And now you see fast food restaurants that say accepting.
Yeah.
Or, I've seen the liquor stores that say the same thing, accepting.
Dang. Pay to get people drunk,
I don't think they do liquor, but they do things in the liquor store.
Right. Yeah. There's things that you can get there as opposed to going and buying unprepared food and you take it home and prepare your food.
Hey, we're going to take another break here. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m. Be right back.
At Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, we believe that knowledge is power. Since 2001, we've empowered the Yuma community with the financial insights and the strategies needed to achieve your dreams. Whether you're planning for retirement or managing your wealth, our team is here to guide you every step of the way. Investment advisor services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is Derek Egeberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace. Place offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
Hey, Yuma Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU, Derek, Tom, and Russ in studio, and a huge stack of paper still. What else you got?
Hey, we're almost done here, but for the big, beautiful bill on the news is coming out on how it affects people. The next one is there's a 1% tax on any money being sent overseas to another country. And I know
that's it?
1%, yeah.
That's not a lot.
And I know a lot of South Americans are now citizens of the United States or they work here. A lot of them send a lot of money back home.
Mexico's huge on that, too. Yeah. I mean,
so they're tapping into that 1% fee for that.
Right.
And then the last one is kind of interesting, college endowment tax. So as you know, a lot of these colleges are under the heat of not being fair to everybody and showing bias towards.
Some of them have endowments bigger than countries. You know?
So colleges with more than 3,000 tuition paying students with large endowments now face higher taxes on their investment earnings. So I think those endowments would grow with, you know, minimal to no tax, and now they're going to start taxing them.
Harvard has like $50 billion.
Yeah, the tax starts at 1.4% for endowments between $500,000 to $750,000, and then it goes all the way up to 8% for like the really big endowments. But 8%,
wow.
If you have $3 billion, 8%, you know, $240 million or something.
So wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's did you hear that it's kind of off the topic, but Harvard started cutting staff and cutting overhead.
Did they?
Because they're not getting the funding, right, that they were supposed to get with the big problems
the
out there.
Yeah, and all that stuff.
So now that it's hurting them, I mean, but that's all I got. So
that's it.
Back to you.
All right, well, so, and again, let's just talk about one thing, credit cards. Do you know what the total credit card balances are in the United States at this moment, either of you?
About 1.2 trillion.
It's the highest ever, right?
Very close. Not quite. It's come down a little bit, but it's 1.18 trillion.
Okay, that's close.
But what's the average interest rate on those credit cards?
20.
24.
21.16 is the average interest rate. Now, say 20%, that's $200 million in interest annually, approximately, on those loans. That's a huge amount of interest. So, you know, again, when you're talking about the economy and we do things on air, off air, that's why you're seeing a large number of people go back and start doing refinances because they're trying to readjust their debt structure because the credit cards at 20% and the cars at 10% are really draining people's wallets. But how did we get there? Overspending problem. It's really what the credit card is a lot of people spent more on credit cards than they could afford to pay and just let it sit there for a while, which is how, I mean, remember how we were talking about we might hit 1.3 trillion in credit cards previously?
Oh, we're there.
You know, I think if they actually start reporting things correctly, we might be there by the end of this quarter.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the big thing that I'm watching is people coming in with credit card balances that they just have reach the point that they agree they can't continue paying those credit card payments. Do you carry a balance, Russ?
No.
So you don't care what your interest rate is on your credit card, and I know you get points or cash or something for yours, right?
Right.
Do you carry a balance?
No. I mean, it might slide a month or something, but not really. I mean,
but you use your credit card for points or cash back or
miles. It's a great program. I mean, especially if you can run, being a business, run a lot of things through credit card that you can pay. And you know, the one I use for the business is 2% cash back, which, you know, adds up. And
all those other guys out there paying interest are helping you get that. That's nice.
Hey, small guy gets beat up again. Yeah, yeah.
So if that's all you've got, I've got a couple of personal asks that I need your help and everybody else's help on air. So do you ever get on and watch YouTube videos?
Oh, not necessarily videos. I love podcasts. I'm addicted to.
Okay.
I don't watch TV anymore. I listen to podcasts on different things.
But on YouTube and other
things. Yeah, I watch videos. Yeah, the funny ones, the scary ones, all those, you mean?
So you see 10 people getting the snot scared out of them and you laugh hysterically, those kind of things. I would love to ask, because one of the things that's coming up, what happens in November, Russ, two big community events that you're a part of?
Voting.
No.
I don't know. What's in vote in November? No, I don't know.
It's the Balloon Festival and the tower lighting.
Okay.
And then March is Midnight at the Oasis.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
I know. And that's from a marketing perspective, we have to. So there's the Caballeros de Yuma have a YouTube page, and all of the amazing new videos that have been done from this last year's events are there. And now what we need is to build a nationwide presence. So if I said, not Midnight at the Oasis, Tom, name the biggest car show you can think of.
Jackson, the one out of Scottsdale.
Okay, Jackson, Bear Jackson.
Bear Jackson.
Russ, name a classic car show that you can think of.
I don't know. I know they've got them in Reno and out in Vegas.
So
but I don't know
you hear things like the Good Guys Car Show, Hot August Nights.
Hot August Nights I've heard of, yeah.
So those have a national brand name. Mm-hmm. I need everybody's help within Yuma to get the Caballeros YouTube page to have subscribers and start pushing those videos nationwide. Because, again, if 70% of the cars are from outside of Yuma and we're attracting national vendors and sponsors in, they need to see that this is a 1,000-car classic car show on grass, one of the greatest events in the country.
Between a personality doing it, someone, you know, like AOC or Crockett.
Well, I'm asking you. Come on. Come on, Russ. So you've got a personality.
So you want us to basically repost?
I want you to repost, and I want you to subscribe, and I want you to share things on your social media.
I don't subscribe to the Caballeros, so I will. Okay. When I get off there.
And, you know, again, the office is going to start pushing some things out. So if you see it on your social media feed, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, if you go on YouTube, search Caballeros de Yuma, or just it's Caballeros.
Get Jay Leno to come out to the next one.
Well,
Steve,
you know him personally.
Or whatever. He'd come out.
Let's go. But again, with everybody's help here in Yuma, we want to build that brand recognition so we have other nationwide sponsors and entertainment and other things come in. And build this, because, again, 70% of those are from outside the community, which is hotel nights, which is restaurant food.
So I think what you're saying is if you can make a national brand, you can really elevate the funding and cars and everything.
Elevate the funding.
Everything gets elevated.
And it's all a nonprofit for the community of Yuma. Yeah. And it's, again, you know, again.
Well, that's an easy ask. I think most people will, right?
Like, subscribe, share. That's all I'm asking. Three words. Subscribe,
I thought you were going to ask us something really hard we had to do because you needed our help.
And good Lord. I know asking you guys to do something hard for crying out loud ain't ever going to happen. Come on.
Hey.
No, I don't need a wall built. I don't need anything manual labor because I know you two don't do either of that.
Your truck needs an engine work job or something? Yeah.
Did you get the engine replaced in your car yet?
No, but it's coming. That's why I'm driving that PT Cruiser.
I saw the blue one. That's nice.
Yeah,
there's no dents, no dings, no nothing. What happened? You're careful with that car?
In the PT Cruiser? I haven't driven it enough yet.
So where's your engine?
It's still on the floor at the shop, but the car's in the shop.
About 80 pieces.
Are you personally changing it?
No.
That's why I'm not asking you guys to do anything hard.
I don't have
like,
skill
subscribe,
set.
Share. That's it. I mean, and
what's the next event for the Caballeros?
The next one coming up will be November. It's mid-November is the Colorado River Crossing Balloon Festival,
which is a great deal.
And that's going to be over at the PAC, the Pacific Avenue Athletic Complex.
Oh, that's the first time over there?
First time over there, so it's going to be interesting putting that together.
That would be great.
And then 2 weeks later, the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
So the glow in that would be over there too?
Yes.
Okay.
So Saturday is going to be a big deal because it literally open gates for the launch Saturday, and then there's going to be food vendors, entertainment, there's going to be a concert, daytime concert. Then the glow, then the fireworks, then the drone
show. Now, you guys
show.
Didn't have concerts in that before. It's,
nope.
Okay, so it's more of a family fun
day-long event.
Okay.
Yep.
Will there be booze over there? Russ
booze?
Wants to know.
Yeah, there's going to be booze.
I want to know.
Hey, yeah.
There'll be a smoking section over there? Small cigarettes?
I don't have any idea about that. I do know that there will be libations.
He's joking about Jay Leno, but he seems like a pretty down-to-earth guy for how much he has.
Does. Yeah.
Too bad someone, we can't get him down here. That'd be a big draw, wouldn't it?
Oh, for Midnight
Oasis? Like and he would like it.
Let him choose one of the winners. I have the Jay Leno.
Oh, heck yeah. Have him get on
ribbon.
Stage and... Yeah. How about the concerts? Are they locked in yet for the midnight?
A couple of them are, not all the way, and we will be publishing those a little bit earlier this year, but they're still working on entertainment. Again, that's the interesting thing is aligning the right bands up and getting them locked up in the contracts.
Yeah.
So, don't have any updates on that yet. However, like, subscribe, share, help us push all of these things nationwide. And the same thing with the Balloon Festival that's the Saturday – the tower lighting is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. But, again, if Yuma wants more balloons and you want to see more of these all-day-long events, help us just by sharing out what's there because we need to attract other pilots in.
Isn't the biggest balloon is in New Mexico, right?
Albuquerque is absolutely.
Yeah. So we need to get that big.
If you've never been, that's an amazing.
Have you been?
I've driven by. I didn't realize we were traveling. It's like, what in the absolute.
Yeah. Like the aliens are could land kind of thing?
I saw it on TV once.
Yeah. He's watching YouTube.
Andy's already on the Jay Leno thing. He's contacting him now.
Tell Andy we appreciate all the help.
Does he have a contact with him? Or
yeah.
Just,
yeah. Tell him I've got some videos and some stuff that you can send him, and he can see what we've produced already.
He'll probably want hotel paid or something.
You know there's a one degree separation to know
six.
Somebody or six?
Six.
So how about your research guy? He probably can somehow get in front of Jay Leno.
I'll ask him.
Do the ask?
I'll ask him.
Yeah, so.
But he's more of a Hollywood guy. He might get Tom Cruise here or something.
Yeah, well, Jay Leno's, he's Hollywood, isn't he?
Yeah, like I say.
He's all in that area.
What the ask would be is when you see anything for the Caballeros coming out, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, like, subscribe, share. Help us build a national presence.
So one last plug for the Caballeros in our Rotary Club this Thursday. I'm not sure exactly who's involved, but they have groups that go out and clean the river, mm-hmm. side of the river with trash. Mm-hmm. And then now they're getting the first dumpster. I'm not sure where that's at, but Wendy Stewart in my Rotary Club said that the Caballeros are financially supporting the dumpster. Do you know where that's at or anything?
I don't know where it's being placed, but I do know that check was written.
Okay. So that's... Cleaner river, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good for everybody. Good. Well, I think we're up on our time, and everybody,
so
stay safe, stay cool.
Stay cool. And again, if you are serving, have served, family members have served, thank you for letting us be on air and just shoot the breeze, because we couldn't do the things that we do without the men and women who have served protecting and sometimes sacrificing on our behalf. So,
First Amendment?
All of that. If you have ever defended this country, there's nothing more that we can do other than say thank you very much for that support. Please stay safe, stay cool, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
This is Derek Eggeberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace. Place offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.